listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Right, information about this has been trickling in throughout the show, but I finally got a summation here. We're talking about the L.A. Marathon. Yeah.
Right.
Was it yesterday, over the weekend?
It's over the weekend, yeah.
All right. All right. American guy beats a Kenyan guy by 1/100th. Or 1/1000th of a second.
He just gets past him, and the Kenyan guy tries to reach out ahead of him, but he doesn't beat him. But the guy, the story of this, he wasn't right behind the guy. He, if you look at the overhead shot, he's a couple football fields back, and he's sprinting.
Yeah.
And you don't think he's going to catch him, and he does right there.
He said he kicked it in with about half a mile to go, about 800 yards.
Wow.
But
it's great visual.
Texter here says, the Kenyan guy at the marathon got screwed. The TV crew has a break off about 200 yards before the finish so that the runners run up without camera crews around them. Right around the breakoff, a nut job fan ran out of the course. Officials waved her off at the same time as the camera crews. The runner got confused, the Kenyan guy, and ran a ways off the course before he had to turn around and got back on the course. And then the finish. That's how the American guy caught him.
Oh, that kind of makes the story less. Yeah. He's still sprinting his ass off. And that guy might not know that guy, it's still.
But he had to go a couple hundred extra yards, and that's probably your 1/100th of a second right there.
That sucks.
All right, Nick, this is why younger women like older men. And by the way, you're an older man. To a younger woman, you'd be an older man.
True.
Women prefer older men, some women, not all of them, often prefer older men due to desire for greater emotional maturity.
Yep.
Financial stability
financial
stability and life experiences. As these partners are more established in their careers and personal lives, older men are generally seen as more confident, decisive, and capable of providing a secure, stable, and less dramatic relationship for the young ladies out there.
Yeah.
I've had some experiences, but they don't involve maturity or money.
Yeah. You have experiences, you got plenty of life experience for sure. Yeah. And so that's what she sees in Belichick.
Yeah. All right.
The sincerity. I love it.
You don't know. He may be a very engaging guy.
Right.
And I've heard that he is.
Yeah.
You know, the guy has friends. And his friends seem to like him.
Yeah. Either that or they're all boring old dudes, too.
Right.
No, I don't think he's the gruff guy that he is in press conferences. I don't think he's the guy in front of the media.
Yeah.
I think he can actually be smart.
Not all the time.
And funny.
Also, there's a lot of dudes out there.
Explain to Rachel the age difference between Belichick and his wife, his girlfriend. I mean, Belichick's what, 74?
Yeah, we said, what is it?
She's almost 48.
Yeah. She's 28,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Rachel just says, bang those guys and get rid of them, man. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, the dude that I banged, there was no relationship.
You weren't dating at all, right?
No. Okay.
One and done?
He wanted two, didn't he?
Honestly, not. I don't know. We've kept in contact, right, and he's friendly, but we've never done it again.
He's got a bad hip now.
While you were keeping in touch, did you express any interest again?
No.
Well, she was.
I think neither party. Yeah. Okay. And maybe, I don't know, dudes are different. I'm sure maybe if I was like, hey, you wanna, he probably, I don't know, unless he had a bad time. I don't know. I'm sure you don't know.
I don't know.
I could be awful.
I'm guessing you're not. I'm just going to guess you're not.
Right. We would have heard about that by now.
I think so. Yeah. It reminds me of that 30 Rock episode with the blind chick. They're like, yeah, whatever, you're ugly anyways. She goes, no, I'm pretty sure I'm hot.
Yeah.
He goes, you are.
Well, also, when Tyrell was here last week, you were sending him nudes. You should call boob shots. By the way, he didn't show them to us. That would be inappropriate. But
whatever. They're boobs. Well, you've seen them before.
Well, I've seen
not
yours,
mine, but
but whatever. So, So I'm guessing you know what you're doing, because Tyrell sees the smile a lot. You know,
that's because of the head injury. He's just perpetually happy.
Well, that's half of it.
Yeah. He's almost like a toddler.
Hold on, where we've it's got like, to ask you about that, because he said you guys exchange DPs and boob shots during the day.
Uh-huh.
And he says he does them at work, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got to learn. He's learned how to properly light them.
Mm-hmm.
Or how's he even doing at work? Not your desk.
Right. I don't know if
the
you
bathroom?
Have
bathroom.
Yeah, there's a bathroom okay. at his job. Most jobs have them.
It's a new thing. They're catching on.
We have a public one here, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he does have a. They have a private bathroom, so it's only one toilet, one room, and the door locks.
Right,
so I mean, there's
so
never.
Do you expect one D pick a day, basically, when he's working and you're working?
I don't ask or expect. I just receive.
Okay. What? That's like work for him. One of the, I gotta say.
I think he really likes it. He really likes doing it, and I'm not going to stop him.
I did not get
it's one of the it's one of the most harmless things you
yeah.
could
it's
do.
Fine. Yeah. It's fine. Good.
The way he discussed it, it did not feel like an obligation.
No, very much.
Gotta go send Rachel another AMD.
Right. He'll sometimes be like, that one was really good. I'm like, yeah. I agree. It is good.
Does he ever put his face in the photo?
Always.
Oh, he does?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
really?
Well, you're married, so why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think you pointed out last time that the face has to match the dink.
Oh, yes. That's right. The yeah. angry look, the smiley look.
Angry. Right. Because sometimes I think his word was smolder. He smolders sometimes.
He did say smolder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it needs to be known that I also critique his work, too. Sometimes if he sends one, I'm like, eh.
Oh, you! Oh,
that's,
man!
That's not. Yeah,
you're man.
Don't make that face. Yeah.
You're better than that.
Yeah. You don't need to do that. Get up off the floor.
Oh, he's laid on the floor.
No.
Man.
No, he's never done that.
Yeah, I hope so. It's a bathroom. I hope not.
Yeah, he has not done.
So
that.
He's never half-assed it.
I mean, sometimes half of it shows. No, he always does it.
He puts his heart and
he
soul
puts his
into
heart
it.
And soul into it. Yeah,
I can't imagine doing that. I don't like taking selfies, let alone throwing a dong in there.
Yeah, but your dong.
You don't like anything, Nick.
You don't have to worry about Nick. You don't have to worry about the smile. What your face look like? How you smile? Do you look stupid? It's just your dong.
It's an entire.
Your dong has one.
Both.
If it's you know got some blood in that bear, it's got one look.
How do you do that with a straight face?
Take a deep pick. Like,
yeah.
Well, you just got to learn how to smolder.
I've done it. Yeah.
Wait, was your face in yours?
No. No, never the face.
No, that would ruin the mood.
Yeah, because I don't want that being out there with the face in there.
Did
like
you guys,
my buddy,
did you
my
guys
buddy.
Send one to your ladies after
have,
last
yes,
time I was
have.
On?
I
Good,
yeah,
you
yeah,
should.
Yeah.
I have not.
Todd, you should. She might like it.
Yeah, maybe.
She might hate it. I don't know.
Maybe that would decrease
She's
the snack shaming.
Love it, Todd.
if you kept her happy with a dink pic every now and again.
Right. Yeah, send your wife a dink pic right now, Nick. Just for, so I'll see you later.
I don't think she'd appreciate that.
Plus, unless he's already got one on file, that means he's going to have to do it right here in the studio. And
that's
I don't think
fine.
Anybody no. wants that.
Yeah, you well, guys Rachel. Have a bathroom. Yeah. Just got the bathroom.
We can help with lighting direction here and everything.
And so. Nick does tend to leave in the middle of segments to go to the bathroom. So
there you know. Go.
Yeah, but would you get shy if somebody was in the stall next door?
Did you ever show your wife a D-pick there, Puss?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well. All right.
That's that probably something no. you would be aware of.
What, do you get boob shots from your ladies? I'm not going to bring them into this.
You
guys should be quiet about that.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Hey.
They're we'll collateral Rachel, damage here. We'll they don't need to be pulled into this.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Okay. What? I saw this on somebody's page here, and I'm going to ask you this one first. What instantly, Rachel, instantly to you makes a man unattractive?
When they say something so dumb or just uneducated.
Yeah. Got it.
That makes me be like, ugh.
Yeah, we've said that before on this show, but a woman could be just completely gorgeous. And she's, I mean, physically gorgeous. And she says something racist or homophobic. Just something that just goes, now you're really ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just won it great again.
You see a lot of TV. What was that, Nick?
So we just won it great again.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. When I see a decent looking women saying just horrible things, all of a sudden they're not, doesn't matter what they look like, they're not good looking
anymore.
Here's
your
hat.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're right. So a guy, a dumb guy, all of a sudden,
Yeah. I'll just be like, neat. Right. Yeah. Something, and it doesn't even have to be like brutal, like racism or sexism. Sometimes
just completely idiotic.
Or arrogant, or just really condescending. I've gotten a lot of like condescending things said to me.
Mansplain?
Yeah, where I'm just like, I know more than you.
Right.
So,
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's bothersome. Tyrell would do that sometimes when we
say something dumb. I can see that with Tyrell.
No, no, just like he's trying. Yeah, bro. Can you believe
and
it?
And I love Tyrell.
Yeah.
He says, you can see something
but
dumb.
He's always got the head injury to lean on.
Oh, my God. And he brings it up all the time. I'll have to be like, no, this is just you being a bad listener, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll take that both ways here, men and women, because this is a woman put this out about what makes men be honest, what makes a woman instantly unattractive.
Yeah, she's like, why do they have to paint their faces?
Yeah.
Because like, they're the hottest band in the world.
If she knows nothing about Kiss, she's just not interested. Yeah.
Was that the kind of thing you were talking about earlier, Rachel, when they just say something incredibly dumb?
Well, like, Tyrell and I had talked about this. You're getting into ICP, right?
Yeah.
Is it because of the face paint? Is that just what you like? Okay, got it.
It's not because of the face paint.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely.
Tyrell was like, I think Nick just likes face paint.
you're gonna go see it.
It's definitely a big
the clown posse,
big entry
right?
in the pro column.
When are they coming?
Yes, April 13th.
And you didn't see them last time they were in town.
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. It was
well,
awesome.
You're a regular,
that was at the Admiral.
Again. Yep.
Yeah.
It's there again. Get balcony. My
what makes a man instantly unattractive?
Going.
He's into Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, easy.
Listen, at least he
is
doesn't have a tattoo on his chest.
Is my wife going with me? No, she's not going to that. No.
Okay. All right.
Going with my brother-in-law and a neighbor and my youngest nephew.
Party.
That sounds like fun.
Have you got your ponchos already?
Right.
I don't know how much if we're really going to need them because we made sure to get balcony tickets because my nephew is short and he would have been lost amongst the juggalos. He wouldn't have been able to see anything. So we made sure to get balcony tickets.
Wouldn't he eventually be stuck to the same spot on the floor with all the fango? Look, we're going to leave you right here.
Seriously.
You can't go anywhere.
Guys, what do you think makes a woman immediately unattractive? And don't say her looks. Because that's the most guys would tweet out.
Right.
Her looks. No,
yeah.
That's not it. Everybody's got their own types. No big deal. All right. What would it be, guys? Besides, we talked already about the saying something racist or homophobic.
Right.
But let's just take that off the table since that's an obvious one for most of us. It's a deal breaker for smart people. Unless you're a racist and homophobe, you want to say that. I
mean, is it okay for me to say bad teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
all these are
fine.
Bad teeth is a deal breaker. Yeah. Like
not to be perfect, but bad.
No, not perfect, but not like black.
Right.
I was gonna say crooked is one thing, but just like
not taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Not taken care of. Bad hygiene in general. If you're stinky, I don't want it.
If you only got one left,
right.
You know, that's a problem.
Oh, the can opener. Right.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I was
never
thinking
heard
of.
That before.
We met a girl who was the can opener.
Oh no.
I still feel bad talking about her. I'm sure she got dentures by now.
Wow.
But we were at a bar gig and Tyler was talking to her and he tapped me on the shoulder like, hey, meet this. And I turned around and it was I'm fairly certain I stepped back.
Yeah.
I went, hi, nice to meet you.
Just one right here.
That's Tyler's move in public situations. When he's talking to somebody he doesn't want to talk to, he'll be like, hey, have you met Puss? And then Tyler leaves.
Yeah.
No, that's pro move. That's good.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
You're a dick.
I think I walked away when you were talking to the can opener.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, she had one tooth, and it was right up front.
And by the way, the rest of her face, I mean, she was a normal-looking girl. She wasn't, but all of a sudden, bang, one tooth.
But the I don't know
what. One.
I don't know if that was meth or just really bad dental hygiene or.
No, but she's hanging on the one, man.
Yeah, but you.
Well, wouldn't you?
You need to work on that.
Yeah.
Well, for peeling apples, maybe.
Without judgment, it leads me to think drugs, because usually people for any other reason would get it replaced or fixed. Yeah.
Yeah, at that age.
Right.
You know, she wasn't old.
No, she was maybe in her 30s.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But
is that in Iowa by any chance?
No, I was in Wichita.
I was going to say, that might be one of Tyrell's friends. I don't know.
No, I mean, like, there was a show we watched years ago.
I guess we're taking basically looks off the table, except for the teeth situation.
Teeth
basically, you're going to, I mean, you take, obviously, but to each his own. It'd have to be a personality thing, something the woman would have to say right away that turns you off. Oh, smoking. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of girls smoking.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I mean, that. It's not really a deal breaker, but it's always one of those, it's kind of gross for some reason. You know?
Tyrell, when we first started dating, said...
You want me to say something that will get us some hate mail?
Sure.
I don't go for a totally tattooed.
Totally, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Like the sternum tattoo. I'm not a fan of the sternum tattoo.
Yeah.
Sleeve, that's fine.
Yeah.
That, but just excessively tattooed? No, I don't. That's not attractive to me.
No.
Wow. I'm not Todd's type. That's crazy.
I don't think you're excessively tattooed.
Well, because I'm wearing pants and long sleeves.
Yeah, you have one right here?
I do have one on my chest.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
We can't
see it. Nice
job. Todd's first answer is Rachel.
Yeah, he's like, I don't like that.
What immediately turns you off? Rachel.
Rachel. Yeah,
the hate mail is coming from inside the room, Todd.
It's not your choice, Todd, you're trying to say.
That's okay.
Yeah, nailed it.
Just to me.
As a person with a lot of tattoos, it's totally hypocritical, but I hate a face tattoo.
Yeah.
I think that's
legitimate. I've told my son, I don't care what you get, but just don't ever get a face one.
Right.
You
know? Your salvo back to me should be a guy's with no tattoos.
There you go.
How on cool are they?
Just old dudes who don't like tattoos.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.